controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Dew, and today's date is April the 4th, 2013, and here's a look at some of our top stories.
Tonight, on the InfoWars Nightly News, the mainstream media uses sleight of hand to blame InfoWars.com for child abduction. Then, the Obama administration puts the Drudge Report on their enemy list, and a 15-year-old girl leaves anti-gun politicians speechless. All that and more coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Our top story takes us to Florida, where we have a case that we've seen many times before where CPS comes in over minor charges and wants to steal people's kids, and the parents, acting like normal people, want their kids back. And we have this case now with the Haykins, Joshua Haykin. But first, let's take a look at this picture here. This is from a Fox News piece that they did on the Haykins, Joshua Haykin. They show his mailbox, which happens to have an InfoWars bumper sticker. And while they're doing this, they're running this news alert, Amber alert, new information on Josh Haykin. And they've got equating this guy with being a crazy person with InfoWars.com. I want to go to two articles real quickly. First, from the Orlando Sentinel. I'm just going to read the headlines. Amber alert. Search continues for two boys abducted from grandmother's home by anti-government parents. And here's the raw story. Armed anti-government parents abduct son after tying up grandma in Florida. So they use the word anti-government in both pieces. And then we've got the InfoWars.com on the mailbox. So anybody out there who has InfoWars.com is now being equated with being anti-government, not pro-freedom or pro-Second Amendment, but anti-government, which we've never said we're anti-government. And then they tie us into this thing of, oh, these people are dangerous, they're armed, they're anti-government, and the story gets a lot crazier. Alex Jones filed this report today, and we're going to show you a clip of that, and you'll be able to see the whole thing on YouTube later tonight, but we go now to Alex Jones.
Joshua Haykin and his wife, they used to be so nice and both engineers in a nice neighborhood with no criminal record, and the neighbor says, I don't know what happened to them. Well, a tyrannical government took their children.
Police across the state searching for two young boys.
Officials issued an Amber Alert yesterday. They believe the children were kidnapped by their own father.
And then you see how they demonize InfoWars.com. That's because they're scared of it, because the occupiers know that we're aware of their takeover. This is like a body snatcher movie or something, but it's our own species. I mean, this is all going on in plain view, and this is how it's been done in other countries. If we don't recognize it now and get control of it, we have no future.
But we do know that law enforcement agencies across the country are still searching for these two little boys, and they're now asking for the public's help in finding them.
Even if they did have, quote, a small amount of marijuana, that's in the newspaper, oh, and the evil pipe to smoke it, oh, and they were anti-government, do you pot smokers want to have your children taken?
These signs are up right now. An Amber Alert has been issued by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Police believe Chase and Cole Haykin are with their parents, Joshua and Sharon Haykin, who police are calling armed and dangerous.
If you won't stand up for these families and these children now, you're next. And I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, libertarian, black, white, old, young, an atheist, or a Christian. This New World Order is coming down on everybody. And you fools that associate yourself with the government and the big corporations that think that you're fellow travelers and part of the winning team, you are the biggest useful idiots I've ever seen. And you're the first people the globalists are going to go after they've totally taken over.
The boys were taken from their grandmother's house in Lake Magdalene. That is in Hillsborough County. According to investigators, the couple lost custody of the two boys after an anti-government rally in Louisiana.
Amber Alert search continues for two boys abducted from grandmother's home by anti-government parents. They're going to push us and push us and push us until we stand up against them, and then they're going to call us terrorists. And then they're going to blow up federal buildings and say we did it to try to get the general public in a cowardly fashion to go along with it. And I want to tell the cowardly public something. Giving into this tyranny ensures they're going to take all your private pension funds, your public pension funds, and your bank accounts. That's now all being announced. And so go ahead and serve it. You're going to bring in our destruction. Your cowardice, your sheep-like behavior invited every wolf on the planet to come here to feed on the joke that America's turned into. I want America to pull up, to stop trusting government, and to get in the face of these bureaucrats and to take action against them politically before it turns into a physical shooting war. And if you don't like that, you're not an American, because that's what this country was founded on. Now back to InfoWars Nightly News.
So as Alex points out, if you're smoking pot, if you have an InfoWars bumper sticker, you're automatically a terrorist. And we've seen this meme just a couple days ago. We had Jakari Jackson file a report showing the following and what was going on with there, where these guys are better than, they were better than veterans. They were militia and constitutional extremists, to be exact. I mean, crazy stuff that the mainstream media is out there pushing, that anybody who believes in the Constitution or Second Amendment is somehow an evil person and needs to be dealt with from authorities. Now, we have an update here. This is on Reason Blog. And if you go, they're wondering why they had this anti-government thing. These are the Reason people were asking. So there's the update from Detective Daniel Swayzenu. It says, Mr. Haken, as far as we know, was not at an anti-government rally. I never made that statement, and I don't know where that came from. So this was the public official, the public servant in Louisiana who is giving out that information. We don't know where this anti-government meme comes from that we saw in Raw Story, Orlando Sentinel, Fox News. Basically, every other major media out there is reporting anti-government. Well, let's take a look at the Amber Alert issued by, this would be from the Tampa Police. Joshua Haken entered the residence on Shady Shores Drive belonging to the maternal grandmother of the children. Joshua tied her up, removed the children, and fled in her 2009 silver Toyota Camry. The children could possibly be in a black GMC pickup registered to Joshua Haken. Both suspects are anti-government and have attempted previous abduction at gunpoint in Louisiana. Well, I guess that is where the anti-government comes out. But where are they getting this anti-government stuff? Is it because he has an InfoWars.com bumper sticker and that automatically makes him anti-government? Or is he somebody... Maybe Joshua Haken, he's an engineer. Maybe he's just using logic in deducing, well, he's sick and tired of being lied to. So that's why he tunes into InfoWars, because we're not up here. We don't have an agenda to create lies that perpetuate big government and big business and this false left-right paradigm. We're not into that. We're into exposing corruption and showing people the truth. We move on now to a Business Insider article that basically is going after the Drudge Report. Well, not the Business Insider, but an Obama White House senior advisor, Dan Pfeiffer. And the headline is, Obama senior advisor complains that the Drudge Report hurts what we're trying to do. Geez, what are they trying to do? The White House senior advisor, Dan Pfeiffer, said, anyone saying anything can get caught up in the spin cycle in a way that is very damaging. And we have a video here of what he said, the rest of what he said.
And so, but the example being that that anyone saying anything can get caught up in the spin cycle in a way that is very damaging. It hurts what we're trying to do on a daily basis, but also is very damaging to that individual person.
You hear that, Drudge? You're getting under the administration's skin, and you're not letting them do what they want to do, as they say, what we're trying to do, which is what? Turn us into a communist state? I guess so. Today is actually the 45th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. And we're going to go now to our very first report from our newest reporter, Lee Ann McAdoo, where she analyzes that conspiracy and how it's kind of changed throughout the years. And she even goes back and references a court case that wrapped up in 1999. So we go now to Leanne McAdoo's first report here on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Hello, I'm Leanne McAdoo with an InfoWars News Bulletin. The term conspiracy theory is being used by the mainstream media to discredit genuine concerns citizens may have surrounding political events. Well, folks, if you find that your questions are being answered with facts, it's not a theory at all. It's a conspiracy. Today is the perfect day to draw attention to one conspiracy in particular. On this day, April 4th, 1968, the government played part in a secret plan to assassinate the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Now, that's not my zany conclusion, but according to our legal system, that's a fact. In 1999, in Shelby County, Tennessee, Lloyd Jowers was tried before a jury of his peers on the charge of conspiring to kill Dr. King, conspiracy with agents of the city of Memphis and the governments of the state of Tennessee and the United States of America. We ask you to find that conspiracy existed. It only took the jury 2 hours to reach their verdict. Lloyd Jowers and others, including governmental agencies, were parties to this conspiracy. Just days after the trial ended, media outlets like the New York Times seemingly attempted to sway public opinion by dismissing the verdict, saying the evidence presented was sometimes contradictory and confusing, as most secret plans often are. But in America, where the law of the land is trial by jury, even if you feel that the jury has made a mistake, the verdict stands. Of course, you can challenge it, but so far no one has come forward to challenge the verdict in a court of law. For more information on this conspiracy and others, visit the InfoWars store and pick up a copy of Dead Wrong by Richard Belzer and David Wayne. I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this has been an InfoWars News Bulletin.
Thank you, Leanne, for that news bulletin. We now move on to Bitcoin being hacked. This is out of CNBC.com. Bitcoin hacked. Price stumbles after buying frenzy. Or maybe it was just a bubble. Online currency Bitcoin had 20% knocked off its price overnight on Thursday as one of its major exchanges became a victim of a hacking attack, leading to a sell-off in the virtual currency after reaching an all-time high. That's kind of what happens in a bubble. You know, things go up and then all of a sudden they drop 10-20%. The most popular Bitcoin exchange, Tokyo-based Mt. Gox, announced overnight that it had been the victim of a hacking attack after experiencing a severe lag within its system. They later called it a denial of service attack. And they actually get over 70% of the Bitcoin currency trades. So what happened? Was it really hacked, or as they claimed, or is this just a sign of anything out there that is created that cannot be physically touched and that is run by computers is susceptible to, massive, corruption and insider trading? I mean, who knows? Bitcoin was, the price was, this record was 147. Just a few weeks ago, it was at 80. And it started off earlier this year, it was at 12. So, I mean, this thing has been shooting up to the stars. So it's no wonder that you're going to see a correction at 20%. But maybe it was a hack attack. Maybe people are in there gaming the system as they normally do. Moving on. Eric Stevenson, Bronx Democratic Assemblyman, arrested for taking $20,000 in bribes after fellow lawmaker Nelson Castro cooperates in case against him. So here we have, this is several politicians now from the New York area are being caught up in bribery and corruption scandals. He had $20,000 in bribes to help developers of two adult daycare centers. What's funny is Stevenson and others referred to their illegal cash payments as blessings. And I'm going to get to that quote in just a second. But I think it's funny how they their illegal cash payments are called blessings. We steal money from your accounts. It's called a haircut. You know, none of these things are called outright theft or bribery is what they are. Let's go now to that quote. Stevenson, 46, said, bottom line, if half the people here in Albany were ever caught for what they do, they would probably be in jail, he said. So who are they bull-essing? And, you know, what does that say? Well, you got New York, they're rooting out all these corrupt politicians, the rats are turning on each other. And what does that say? Well, just at the end of last month, New York Post had an article, New York is the nanny state with the least freedoms, national study. So you got salt, you got soda, you got guns, you got high taxes, basically anything, even cigarettes, anything that that can be, you know, grubbed at with the politicians is done. Let's go to the first paragraph here. New York's big government, with its hands deep in taxpayer pockets and regulations controlling everyone's lives, has made the Empire State the worst in the nation for personal liberty, a new study shows. Well, you have corrupt politicians, you have high taxes. What are you going to get? Less freedom. There's a perfect example of it right there in New York. You go to California. Remember last year we covered the story of the people working in a small city. It was a small city. Like the city manager was making over $700,000. And for a city of like, you know, 40,000, ridiculous. But that's what these people do. They get the tax base. They get their money. They just start jacking up rates. They start jacking up property taxes. And then they siphon it off for themselves. Moving on to another incredible story reported by Paul Joseph Watson. Skyscraper engulfed by fire does not collapse. But I thought that's what happens anytime there's a fire in a skyscraper. It's supposed to fall neatly within its footprint. I mean, we saw that on 9/11, three buildings fell just from fire. You know, and it was jet fuel. It wasn't even, you know, something else that could have been burning inside. It was jet fuel that caused these buildings to collapse in within their own footprint. I love his first paragraph. In the new understanding of physics since September 11, 2001, that limited fire damage can cause buildings to implode at almost free fall speed into their own footprints was confounded once again as a 40-story skyscraper in Chechnya was engulfed in flames for hours yet did not collapse. Well, maybe they didn't get the memo. There's a fire of it right there. That looks a lot worse than what happened at 9/11. But I guess they didn't get the memo that anytime there's a fire, the building is supposed to collapse within several hours in its own footprint. Yeah. Come on, Chechens. Get with the game. Get with the hoax here. Moving on. Delaware mayor and gun grabber enjoys concealed carry. Oh, what a surprise. Another politician out there who wants his guns and he wants his hands on your guns. The hypocrisy of the gun grabbers knows no bounds. Dianne Feinstein has no problem ordering Mr. and Mrs. America to turn in their guns while brazenly admitting she has a firearms permit. The same goes for Wilmington, Delaware's Mayor Dennis P. Williams, who is a member of New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns, a national campaign to restrict the Second Amendment under the cover of preventing the spread of guns. The government says are illegal and, of course, protecting the children. And what I really like about this article is later on it goes to two other official public servants who had this to say about his concealed carry. Delaware House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf said he may look into banning firearms in the legislature after it was discovered Williams packed on the House floor. Schwarzkopf, however, gave the mayor a pass. That's Dennis. He comes from the inner city of Wilmington, and a lot of things are going on up there. Moving on, Thomas Schellenberger, a member of the Delaware State Sportsman Association, also said he does not have a problem with Williams carrying. It's like a white cowboy hat. It's a sign you're one of the good guys, you know, because he's a public official, and so he can carry guns. But you can't because you're just a common citizen. Do you understand that? You're not supposed to have guns, only officials, because they have gone through all the proper courses and all the proper training, and they know how to spot terrorists, people who talk about the Second Amendment and the Constitution. Yeah, there you go. We end now with a YouTube video, and the headline here is 15-year-old girl leaves anti-gun politicians speechless. We go now to that video.
I've also been a part of the Maryland Rifle Club and Maryland State Rifle Team since I was 11. We shoot semi-automatic AR-15s, and my personal rifle is a Bushmaster. Because of this, I have become eligible for various shooting scholarships around the country to a wide array of even the most prestigious colleges that have shooting teams. Achieving stricter gun control laws would obliterate any opportunity I could have had to attend a decent college on a shooting scholarship.
Why doesn't she just listen to Joe Biden and get a shotgun? A 12-gauge, maybe, that she can put up against her shoulder and get knocked back? I mean, a Bushmaster? That's an assault weapon. Totally ridiculous. Look at that. Very well-spoken 15-year-old girl who's going to get scholarships for her ability to pinpoint a target at a long range. And I like that. I think that's great. We go now to the quote of the day from Blaise Pascal. He that takes the truth for his guide and duty for his end may safely trust in God's providence to lead him aright. And that is our news portion. We will be back, and I'll have David Knight in studio with me, and we're going to show you more clips from submissions of the Paul Revere contest where you can win up to $100,000. That's our first prize. So if you're if you're just finding out about this, well, we're going to give you some tips on how on what you should do with your submission, some potholes you can avoid, and basically our own opinions on what people should do with their films. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Jakari Jackson here, and I want to talk to you for a second about water. You know about ProPure, our flagship water purification system, but check out some of our portable water filter products at InfoWarsStore.com. The clearly filtered water pitcher. Also, for those of you on the go, we have the Athlete Edition filtered water bottle and the RAD Eliminator Pro filtered sports bottle that removes radiation. And keep in mind, we have replacement filters for all of these products. The ever-popular grab-and-go bag favorite, the Life Straw. The Crystal Quest shower filter system. And the Aquapod kit, great for mass storage of water. And while you're at the InfoWars shop, pick up a copy of our latest book, 31 Days to Survival. You can find all this and more at the InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, it's your support that funds our operation. Sign up for our free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter.
I'm Darren McBreen, and these are some of the new items that are available now at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power with the new Obama t-shirt. Obama's Joker face on the front and come and take it on the back. It's time to publicly call him out for what he is, a tyrant. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller come and take it t-shirts. And look at that, women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now you can become a micro distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. And if you're tired like I am of you and your family being exposed to polluted drinking water, get the Pro One High Performance Water Filter. It gets rid of all pathogenic bacteria, cysts, fluoride, heavy metals, and numerous other contaminants.
So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News on this Thursday, April 4th, 2013 edition. And hope you enjoyed the news part. This is our interview section. And like we did last week, I sat down with David Knight, who is in charge of our Operation Paul Revere contest. And we talked about some of the submissions he's been getting in, some of the ones, you know, and some things we liked about them, some things we think maybe should be changed to, you know, increase your chances. And we're going to go over a couple things that he's been seeing lately and also show you some more clips of some new submissions that have been coming in. So with that, we turn to David Knight. How are you doing today?
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, I want to cover some of the things that are common mistakes. We talked about this last time. This time, we've got the four videos that we're going to show are off of alternative online video sites, not YouTube. So every one of them needs to be put onto YouTube, okay? But then one other of your choice. It could be Vimeo. It could be we've got one from Metacafe. A lot of people use Daily Motion. There's several of them out there. So we're going to emphasize that point today. We're going to play all four of these selections from the secondary source.
And I don't know if this is true, but a lot of filmmaker people use Vimeo. They say it's got better quality. So be that as it may, you know, I don't know that positively, but I've seen better quality looking stuff on Vimeo. It seems like the pixels are a little bit crisper, that type of thing. So I would recommend YouTube and Vimeo be my personal preference.
Yeah, and three of the four that we've got tonight are on Vimeo.
Right.
The other thing we want to talk about is music. And there's a lot of confusion from people because it's a very different standard for fair use for music than it is for video clips. With video clips, if you use a small portion of it, it's not the major part of your piece, and you don't use more than about just a few seconds of it, let's say 30 seconds or whatever, you're not going to have a problem with fair use. But there isn't any fair use clause for copyrighted music. The MPA is kind of, MPAA that controls this is really into this copyright stuff. They've got their clutches on Congress, and Congress has really set the rules up, I think, far too restrictive for music, but that's the way that it is. They're kind of like the Goldman Sachs of copyrights, you know. So the problem with this, and we don't want people's work to be taken down, and YouTube is going to do that. They can pull your work down at any time if you use copyrighted music.
Right.
And we want people to be able to put up stuff that's going to be there, that's going to help to spread the word, because this is about something that's bigger than just the contest. We want to help people to become better filmmakers and storytellers so they can help to wake people up.
I totally agree. And one of the things we use, when you mentioned that, I said, well, we have pro scores. This is one of the things. We get a shot, a document cam shot of that. And here, I'll move it right in there. Pro scores is a great system to use. You have bits of music that you can loop. You can add in intros, outros. You know, you can kind of craft your cinematic music. That, and this one happens to be called Cinematic Music Design Tool.
Right, right.
And we use this all the time.
And there's other ones like Digital Juice that I've used in my own production stuff. There's several of them out there. There's even free sites.
Yeah.
You know, you can get some of these things just if you use attribution. You just credit the person who did the music. You can use their
music. And find someone on Craigslist. There's musicians in your town that are dying to have their music heard. You know, they're putting it out on their MySpace site or on their Facebook site. You know, this is a chance for their music to get heard, too, and they'll be happy to do it just for a little credit.
I even had someone send me a thing last week after our first batch of videos that we reviewed last week.
Right.
They said, we heard you talking about copyrighted music. I bought this on iTunes.
Oh, well, like, hey, then you can sell it, right?
Right. But, yeah, I mean, that's a limit. That's a very definite use, and it's not to be used, again, as background music for something that you produce. You have to get something that is set up and targeted for that. And people hear us using clips on the radio show that Alex does. They pay a license fee.
Right.
You know, radio
Every
shows
year.
Pay a very big license fee to the MPAA to use that, have free use of stuff. So
yeah, it's a big deal. Go over, before we go into the clips, go over the very few rules that we have, just in case somebody's watching this for the first time and, you know, there's still time to get in.
That's right. Well, basically, the first one is you've got to upload it to YouTube and one other site, like we're talking about Vimeo and Metacafe, Daily Motion, places like that. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that it's got a particular name. You need to append whatever name you want to use, append, and it's go to the rules at Infowars.com/contest. You'll see all of this stuff. But it's a very specific phrase there, Operation Paul Revere, Infowars.com, something to that effect. And then in the description of your video, you need to put Infowars.com.
Okay.
Then you need to have a brief slate somewhere at the beginning or the end, very brief, just saying who you are on the video. And then you need to do product placement, and that can be very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It could be somebody drinking out of a cup with a logo on it.
Oh, yep, there it is.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it.
It could be all kinds of things.
Yeah.
It could be somebody, you know, with a t-shirt on in the background. Or it could even be somebody, say, reading our magazine, sitting on a bench, you know, something very subtle.
Did you say something?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's very easy to do. Make, you know, have a little bit. I'd like to see some comedies. I hope we get a few comedies. That's the one thing. You know, I know we talk about a lot of stuff that's serious, but the comedy stuff is what I think wakes more people up than anything.
That's
because
right.
It's really hard to do a really good serious piece.
Yep.
But comedy, done low budget, done high budget, you know, if it's done with the timing, it can really wake a lot of people up. That's why, you know, we do some comedy things around.
Exactly,
here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing we haven't
Alex
seen.
Alex pushing the grocery cart going, I work for Dung Beetle Napolitano. You know, I mean, that's funny stuff, and people pass that around.
It is.
So let's get into our first submission here.
We got a couple of documentaries. Stay tuned, guys. We got a couple of documentaries. We got a dramatic piece, and we got a real interesting short film with some clever graphics in it.
This first one's on Vimeo. It's Can Obama Order Drone Strikes on U.S. Citizens? And with that, let's go to the clip.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
When I asked the president, can you kill an American on American soil? It should have been an easy answer.
Well, that's totally consistent with the letter that I sent to Senator Paul. I talked about 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. Those are the instances where I said it might possibly be considered.
It's an easy question. It should have been a resounding and unequivocal no.
U.S. government cannot randomly target American citizens on U.S. soil or anywhere else. What it can do under the laws of war is target an enemy combatant.
They say, well, if you're an enemy combatant, the whole problem is who gets to define who's an enemy combatant and who's not?
Yeah.
U.S. could have a target, could have targeted, say, U.S. citizen Anwar al-Awlaki had he continued to live in Virginia.
More, what about the drone strike that killed the 16-year-old son of al-Awlaki? Does he meet that definition of a senior operational leader as outlined in the white paper?
Well, John, I'm not going to talk about individual operations that may or may not.
The U.S. killed him in Yemen before he could kill more Americans. But under the law, al-Awlaki was no different than the Nazis who came ashore on Long Island in World War II.
And drone strikes overseas do occur on people who are not actively engaged in combat. And then
this is a targeted, focused effort at people who are on a list of active terrorists.
The question, obviously, that you ask relates to some stories out today that, regarding a document prepared, an unclassified document prepared for some members of Congress.
Now got Obama saying he'll kill and he'll drone strike anybody he wants, anywhere, anytime, including U.S. citizens, including domestically.
To a new report by the Southern Poverty Law Center, we know that anti-government patriot groups are now at an all-time high in this country.
Actually, it is veterans and gun owners and conservatives are the new number one threat. Justice Department's reporting. We're going to go after them with Homeland Security.
Republican senators believe that there is no limitation to where the battlefield is and that America is actually part of the battlefield.
That I had a big announcement here on the radio show today, and it's this. Obama is now the head globally of al-Qaeda.
Wow, that was getting riveting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was good. Great editing, great use of finding clips. And
thoroughly covered the subject. And
yeah.
Did it with very short clips, interspacing. He didn't just have one speaker go on and on and on unedited, which you see a lot with amateur editors, right? This guy did it the right way. That's what you guys need to pay attention to. Look at the pace of his editing. Look at the fact that he didn't just have Rand Paul make a speech and then have somebody else make a speech. He cut back
cut
and
it
forth
together
between Rand Paul and other people. On the other
one
side.
Thing he could have added. Mm-hmm. There's a newscast, Fox newscast out there, right after McCain's talking about Anwar al-Awlaki could have killed more Americans, cut to him, the Fox newscast about how he dined at the Pentagon.
There you go.
How he dined at the Pentagon. Because I was waiting. I think it, later on in that speech, McCain goes, before he can kill Americans or have lunch at the Pentagon. I think he actually says that. But there actually is a Fox News story out there. We've played it several times, covered the article on Fox News. I'm like, we don't know how that could have happened. Oh, he just happens to be, now he's the number one terrorist, but he dined at the Pentagon before.
Right, yeah.
That's
I don't think he put it in later because it would have been out of sequence. But we didn't watch the entire
thing. We didn't watch the whole thing. That was about a
third. But I think you're right.
A little around a third through it. But that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Great use of editing, the music.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded like something from Pro Scores or Digital Juice, something that, you know, he could take and use and not get dinged for, because that's the big thing. You don't want your work, you know, your hard work and stuff getting dinged over something as stupid as a copyright.
That's right. And it's a requirement for the contest.
Exactly. We can't judge it.
That's right. If you get to the finalist and, you know, that's when we're really going to vet these for copyright. If I see an obvious copyright issue, I'm letting the people know that there's a copyright issue with it. But it may be something that I don't catch that's subtle. And if that happens, then that would disqualify you even if you got down to the finalists.
Wow. All right. This next one we're going to go to is A Portrait of a Soldier. And this one's also on Vimeo. You want to tell us about it or just go to it?
It's an interesting, dramatic film. You know, we had one last time. This one is very good, too. We'll just take a look at it.
All right.
Repeat, yes, Sandy Robbins of Max News is one of those hostages. Carver is believed to be armed and extremely dangerous, so if anyone out there has any information regarding their whereabouts, we urge you to contact your local police department. Of course, we'll keep you posted on any updates as they come in.
Let's see, I have about 3 hours of tape. I think I can have a decent cut by tonight.
Contrary to current news reports, Johnny hadn't kidnapped us. He had videotaped evidence of U.S. war crimes in Iraq, and someone wanted us dead. Johnny said they'd come for us. None of us thought so soon. Before Martin was killed, he gave us the keys to a cabin, and we had a story to tell. I had no idea that what transpired over the last 3 days would change my life forever.
Wow, that's almost straight out of the headlines. I mean, you've got a little bit of Bradley Manning in there. You've got this story we covered today, that Hacken children.
That's right.
Who were kidnapped by their parents.
And, of course, anybody that does that is armed and dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they're a veteran.
And they attend anti-government groups. And, I mean, now there's stuff coming out that they're Armageddon people, death cultists. I mean, it's
except
a demonization.
They belong to a secular homeschooling group, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, oh, God. Wow, that looked good. That looked good. Christo
Garcia.
Very nicely
done. Very professionally done.
That was Christo Garcia. The next one we're going to go to, this is a topic that a lot of people cover, and I've actually seen, I get sent a lot of these videos of Illuminati symbolism in music, which, I mean, you can see it everywhere in their artwork and the videos. I mean, it's...
This was a very thorough coverage of it.
Yeah.
And he does a good job of editing it together.
And this one's on Metacafe, so this is even a different video service site than Vimeo or YouTube.
That's right.
So you have no excuse out there. There's plenty of places to put your video up in two spots. So.
Dailymotion, Veo. We list a lot of those on Infowars.com /contest.
/contest.
And the FAQs.
The Illuminati in modern music. Let's go to it.
Maybe the environment is a little sick.
Whispers coming out of the sewers. Why not do a record and call it Freemason?
Rappers really seem to be into that pyramid.
Yeah, yeah, and that eyeball thing.
Yeah, do you think they know, or you think this, it's all the set designers?
Yeah.
It's all the set designers that come
That's
in and say it's all pyramids and eyeballs.
Well, it's an interesting documentary because he really documents it well. He puts it in sections.
He's setting the stage right there.
Right,
I can
right.
tell it's 28
just,
minutes long. So
yeah,
I mean,
we can only show just a little bit of it on the program.
Yeah.
But what he does is he shows how they're using the symbols. Then he has clips at one point, you know, where they're talking about how they sold their soul to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
One recording artist after the other, just flippantly saying it. It's kind of interesting.
Well, and we didn't even play the beginning part with Dave Chappelle talking and showing those quotes. And, you know, that's really, this guy was handed the keys to the city, and he basically said, no, thank you, I'm getting out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So something spooked him, and he's not even talking about it, so it's got him that scared.
Yeah.
There's a reason he's not coming out.
So good content. I suggest people watch this.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be linking some of these things, just as we did this last week. We also put up, we've put them up in groups.
Mm-hmm.
We've also put up an individual one, and we're going to be doing that from time to time on individual topics. We had one about the massive gun rally in New York at the state capitol. It's 10,000 Patriots, I believe was the name of it. And it's a very good video showing just how large that was. And interestingly enough, nobody in the media reported that.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's why we need to have this Operation Paul Revere.
All right.
Because we need citizen journalists out there, citizen filmmakers. And
we need to record these events.
Right, right.
Because they're not going to do it. Nobody ever records the Ron Paul rallies. It's like five people at the Mitt Romney rally, and they're all jumping up and down. The media is like, oh, Mitt Romney spoke today.
That's right.
And then you go to a Ron Paul rally, and there's 10,000 screaming people who are hungry for freedom.
And speaking of that, we've got one of the documentaries that somebody put together. It's a very detailed expose of what happened in St. Charles, I think it was, in Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Was it? Yeah, I think it was Missouri. Anyway, where they had that big that big one that was taken over.
Even another the Romney stolen
people,
election.
Yeah, yeah, even the Romney people were screaming at the guys on the, in the middle of the basketball court. So they put that together, did a really good job of documenting that and showing the whole, you know, it's a very long documentary.
Right.
The backstory behind it and everything. So.
Well, the name on that was Wisdom of Mankind. Before the first one we showed, I think we forgot to say his name. That was Jaro Giesbrecht. And I hope I pronounced your name right. It's either Giesbrecht or Giesbrecht.
There you go.
I'm sure. Send us an email if he doesn't like it.
Right.
Let's go to the last one we're going to show today. This is Night Trials. Does that have anything to do with you?
No, nothing to do with me.
Right.
But it's got kind of a Star Wars meme to it. So it's a lot of fun.
And this is Hoshea Singh. And this is going to be the last clip we show today. And remember, if you want to get in on the contest, you go to Infowars.com/contest. There's still plenty of time to join. It is Operation Paul Revere. And first prize, $100,000. It could be you. Let's go to the clip.
History is repetitive, so I cannot tell you when this takes place. But I can tell you that it is your brother from the north. Initiate Operation Paul Revere. These are the Night Trials. Master.
Apprentice, report.
I'm confused. For my trials, I was sent to the United States of America to experience the wonders of a true democracy.
You were. What is the issue?
There is much to tell of.
Behind you, apprentice.
No need to worry. It is just a zombie.
A zombie?
Yes, master. A large portion of the population has become so. However, they will not harm me as long as I refrain from forming an intelligent thought.
What?
Has the council ever heard of Agenda 21?
We have not.
It is a eugenics program to control and curb the population. GMOs in the food, forced inoculations, fluoride in the water, and heavy metals falling from the sky above.
Really?
That is not all. There is also a carbon tax.
For the right to breathe?
Yes, most of society is on various social welfares, totally dependent, unable to look after themselves, and uninterested in the truth. Add in the pharmaceutical drug usage, and the result is what you see behind me.
This is alarming. They appear dazed. Truly frightening.
What's frightening is that the normal ones have been transferred to re-education camps regulated by the police state.
Police state?
Have you noticed that my saber is hidden?
I do now. Why?
Because it drives the zombies into a fear frenzy. They are brainwashed to believe that weapons are evil. I was frisked at the spaceport.
Why?
Weapons ban. I used a mind rub to retrieve them.
Proceed.
The total surveillance grid tracked me and I was stopped at a roadside checkpoint.
Is that legal?
I was unlawfully searched, resulting in another weapon seizure.
Apprentice, watch out!
It's okay, master. Just a gang member.
Defend yourself now!
I should. That will result in my arrest. It is better to give them what they want. The gangs and the illegals seem to have more rights than the law-abiding citizens.
Astonishing. What happened next?
With the checkpoint? Mind rub. These guards seem to have been exposed to the same mind-numbing tactics as the civilians.
Why would someone poison their own force?
Because they will be next.
Explain.
I was surveilled by a drone.
A drone?
Unmanned aircraft. There are thousands patrolling the sky.
This is madness.
They are also planning to defeat the Republic via the economy. The corporations have gone unchecked. They have the rights of people, and money equals free speech. The elected officials have been purchased.
Purchased?
Indeed, operating under the guise of a two-party system and serving corporate and banker interests while crushing the public with fraudulent debt, resulting in a reduction in quality of life.
Have you tracked this source of evil?
I have. There are many heads to this serpent. I confronted a Dark Lord. I am unsure whether it was the Master or the Apprentice.
Were you successful?
I was not. They have raised a huge domestic army. I was forced to escape.
Did you just say domestic army?
I did. There is a war brewing.
War?
The war on the tactic terror has led to a restriction of freedoms. The army polices the streets, and citizens can be disappeared. No phone call, no trial, no judge, and no jury.
This is most troubling.
There's more. The elites have hoarded 2 billion rounds of ammunition, hollow point.
Aren't those illegal as per the Geneva Convention?
Most definitely. They claim they are for target practice.
Hollow points for practice?
It is the targets that worry me. They are of pregnant women, children, and seniors. 3 words, Master. No more hesitation.
This is a deep, dark path.
There has been a series of mass shootings. Drug usage was involved. Those unfortunate events are being used to disarm everyone.
Tell me the Second Amendment still stands, Apprentice.
It is under severe attack. Law-abiding citizens are being blamed for the actions of criminals. Without arms, the final check on tyranny is gone.
There will be unrest.
I agree. With the bloated leadership, seizing of firearms, and total surveillance, I get the feeling that they are counting on it.
Return immediately to report.
I cannot.
Explain.
My ship is seized. There is a no-fly list.
You are a member of the Order.
The Order is listed as a terrorist organization.
I see.
Well, we let that one go for a little while, but that was pretty entertaining.
That was very fun.
Great green screen.
Yeah, and he did it in a... he covered a lot of issues.
Yep.
And did it in a very interesting way. Kept people's attention. I think that's a lot of fun.
I think it might have been influenced by Star Wars, too.
That's right. Yeah, we know somebody likes Star Wars that works here, don't we?
I think everybody that works here likes Star Wars.
That's right.
But if they like it too much, they might be racist. I'm going to go home and tell my kids, these Lego Star Wars sets?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps it. That's a good wrap-up. And next week you're going to do this with Darren McBreen.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep going until we finish the... the entry, the deadline's April 30th.
Right.
So, but you still have plenty of time to get it. Today's only the 4th. So.
And we're going to continue going through these, putting them on the website. It's going to take us 2 months to go through these entries and decide who the winners are. So, we're going
to be fun. It's going to be hard, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of good entries. I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
The level is getting raised many notches, which is great. I'm excited. I like seeing all these. David, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Rob.
And with that, that's going to be the end of our show. And remember, if you want to join the contest, go to Infowars.com/contest to be part of the Paul Revere video contest. I mean, $100,000 in prizes. This is a big one, and this is our biggest since I've been here. And I can't see another one like that coming for a while. So get in, get involved, and there's the article right there. Alex did a few videos. You are Paul Revere, and this is what we're trying to do, get people to become their own storytellers and messengers of truth and freedom, and that's what we're all about here on the InfoWars Nightly News. If you're seeing this on YouTube, if you're watching this and you want to go, hey, how can I see more? Well, become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a really inexpensive membership. It's a subscription service, $5.95 a month, but you can share your passcode with up to 10 other people. So you could literally have 10 of your friends plus you on watching at the same time. You got all the movies, you got the nightly news, the daily show, and when we do special events, we did a pretty big event during the election, the anointing, it wasn't even really an election, but the anointing of Barack Obama for his second term. We covered that in detail and had almost 300,000 people watch throughout the night. That's pretty big, and we're going to do more of those, but we need your support, so please consider getting a subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv, and if you haven't, also, we have the new InfoWars magazine, Welcome to Planet Hoax, is out there now. It's out. The e-version is going to come out tomorrow. So if you sign up for our newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter, you will get a free copy, digital copy, that you can send out to all your friends and family. It's one of our main ways that we advertise, is putting this out there, putting the word out there, having something tangible that you can pass around to your friends. Hey, check this article out. It's got a lot of cool graphics in it. One other thing you could do is become a little hub of these. You can become a micro distributor. We have that program listed on the store. Just go to the InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com, and look up the micro distributor pack. You get a year subscription, 10, 50, 100, and you get a stand that comes with it. So then you can place them in your place of business. You can even charge money if you want to. Charge $1 a copy. Recoup your costs. This is capitalism. You know, and there's nothing wrong with making a little money on your investment. So with that, that's the end of our show. We'll see you again here tomorrow. It'll be April 5th. Today's April 4th. And I'm Rob Dew, and this is the InfoWars Nightly News.